So how do we view ourselves? Well, a lot of it is shaped by advertising and therefore by Getty Images, the huge stock photo supplier. You know, pictures of mom serving breakfast to the kids and dad kissing her goodbye on the way to the train. Well, those images have been changing. And now Getty's Director of Visual Trends, Pam Grossman, has linked up with Lean In author Sheryl Sandberg's nonprofit to improve the images of women. Their hashtag is #RePictureWomen. We want to check in with Pam Grossman, arbiter of images, on how we see ourselves in an age of social media. She joins us from the NPR studios in New York. Welcome.
Hi, Robin. Thanks for having me.
So there's a lot suddenly going on. Do you feel that there's some sort of shift maybe reflected in stock photos in how people want to view themselves?
Absolutely. I think what we're seeing is certainly the effect that social media is having, not just on my industry, but on visual culture at large. There are so many people now taking pictures of themselves, of their real lives, and that's really changed, I think, the aesthetics and the texture of the kind of images that we're seeing all over the place now.
Well, we want to pick up on that with your new images, but I'm wondering, is that also why Getty recently decided to make so many stock photos free? We have suddenly so many individuals joining businesses using stock photos, only these individuals are just using them on their website. And in an age of social media, they expect them to be free, and they're going to take them anyway.
You know, and this is really why we differentiate between commercial usage and personal usage. If somebody is trying to sell something or somebody works for a major media outlet, absolutely, we need to protect our photographers and need to make sure that we are, you know, licensing those images above board and that our photographers are being paid for their work. But in terms of people wanting to tell personal stories or just celebrate images that they really, really like, there really hadn't been a means for them to do that a legal way. And rather than coming down on people for being human beings and wanting to share our images, we thought we would just embrace that spirit and give them a means to be able to do so.
Well, so I'm looking at some of the images that are in the new Lean In collection. Again, people purchase stock photos from Getty, and these are some that are being offered of these sort of forward-thinking pictures of women. There's one in the foreground. You have a hunting dog in the background, a woman with those hunting sacks for when you catch the bird hanging off her, and a shotgun. There's another one, a little girl, she's in a hockey uniform on a bench. Here is another image where a woman sitting at a computer talking to her husband. They're trying to work something out, but the man's holding the baby.
More often than not, the people featured in our images are not models. And I think that's, you know, really the crux behind the Lean In collection. It's really here to celebrate all different aspects of what it means to be a woman, a girl, and yes, at times a man or a boy in contemporary society.
Wired did a story after you came out with this Lean In project. You said your aim was to show that the world is reaching a flashpoint, entering a fourth wave of feminism, largely driven by a new kind of imagery.
We are starting to see statistics that it's primarily females who are the users of social media sites like Facebook, Pinterest, Tumblr, Twitter, a lot of sites which are largely about sharing images. And what that means is, for the first time in history, it's women who are driving the mass conversation, perhaps not in other media, but certainly online. And because of this, both male and female users of social media are being exposed to images, to articles, to dialogues that they might not have been exposed to before. It's a really exciting time, and it's also one that I think we need to be more conscious of, because we're now all creating images. We are all creating content.
Well, and as you know, there are debates along the way about that content. As you said in Wired, there are women like Girls creator, star and writer Lena Dunham, who are a more authentic type of woman, changing the way we view women. But then, as you well know, Lena Dunham did a cover shoot and was airbrushed. You can say you want things to be authentic, but then enters this little goblin almost, you know, from the old days, that will airbrush away wrinkles and extra pounds.
You know, for me, what's even more important here is that someone like Lena Dunham even exists and is being celebrated as a creator and as, you know, a contemporary woman who is in charge of her own story. Images in general that resonate with me personally are images where the female is shown as a protagonist. And she has a dynamism, she has agency. I just think those are the kind of images that I want to be involved with seeding the world with.
What are some of the trends? You were recently asked about what seems to be a rejection by young girls of this idea that these perfect images are forced on them. They've been taking the ugly selfies.
I'm a personal fan of that trend. I just think it's fantastic. Young girls are very, very media savvy. They're very visually savvy. Young girls, as you said, know what Photoshop is. They know how to manipulate their own images. And so for them to elect to create pictures of themselves where they look as monstrous and grotesque and hilarious as possible, you know, to me, I actually find it really heartening and really uplifting because it shows, you know, that they are really taking the reins of their own images and that they have that self-confidence to be able to depict themselves in, you know, shall we say, a state of discomposition.
What other trends are you seeing?
Well, a big one right now, I think, is this next evolution in kind of body acceptance. For the last 10 years, we've seen a real shift towards, of course, accepting more full-figured models, the Dove Real Beauty campaign, which has been going on for a long time now in different iterations, was certainly a real driving force behind that. But I think the next step to this is we're becoming much more inclusive of differing abilities. So we're starting to see campaigns which are showing people with prosthetic limbs, people in wheelchairs, a lot of athletes being celebrated via things like the Special Olympics. And we're doing a lot of shooting at Getty Images of that kind of content, too.
And you personally, it's so fascinating to go to your website because, yes, you are Pam Grossman, Getty Images Director, Visual Trends. But you also are someone who's fascinated by what the esoteric and magic and you have. What's your name of your blog?
Phantasmophile.
It's amazing. And when I looked at that, and this is artwork, beautiful images from around the world that people have created, these fantastic, magical, mystical images. I was looking at that and then looking back at stock photos and thinking, wow, are we more boring than we should be in the way that we mirror ourselves in stock photos?
But what I think is happening and what's interesting to me is that every trend has a counterpoint. So the more authentic and realistic we get in one area of our lives, I think the more we long for the fantastical. I think that's why there are so many superhero movies and movies and TV shows about witches right now and zombies, because as human beings, we just love story and we love all different kinds of stories. You know, I'm just personally interested in how images affect our consciousness and affect our worldview, and that's via commercial imagery or fine art.
Pam Grossman, Director of Visual Trends for Getty Images, also curator of all things phantasmagoric on her website, a Phantasmophile. We'll link you up at herenow.org. Pam, thank you.
Thank you, Robin.
And Jeremy, 10% of the revenue from the Getty Pictures in the Lean In Connect collection will go to leanin.org. But I also want to point out, we'll have some links about that at hereandnot.org, where we'll also link you up with a parody of stock photos. There's so many parodies of the old stock photos. Here's one called Women Laughing Alone with Salad. Look at all the pictures of women laughing with salads.
Who would have ever thought there were so many?
So happy with their alone with their salads. Here and Now is a production of NPR and WBUR Boston in association with BBC World Service. I'm Robin Young.
I'm Jeremy Hobson. This is Here and Now.